And now, in This Week in Politics, MLA Roger Spink speaks about tariffs, aquaculture research and contact with Shure regarding telecoms in the islands. Was there anything else that you wanted to add about this week? I believe you've been having some meetings regarding telecoms.
Yeah, I had a meeting with Tim Parsingham of Cambridge MC last week and Becky Clark, along with MLA Mark Pollard, just to discuss his views on the future of telecoms in the islands. I thought it was very interesting. I know he had the public meeting as well. And I think there is room for competition, I think he says, and I think self-provision is an important thing in the future if we wish to see telecommunications developing. So, quite an interesting discussion. Mm. I think we need to look and make sure that we learn from the mistakes of the last contract that was entered into, and to move telecommunications forwards in the future.
So, with going ahead on the timeline for the Select Committee recommendations on the petition, what are the next steps? Can you remind people what the next step is for that?
Well, at the moment, it's out for consultation.
Public consultation.
We are getting back information from various people. I think there may have been a request for an extension that's being considered. And we need to get on, collect the information from everybody, and then make a decision. I think, I'm very clear that the public and the Select Committee had a view on the way they saw things going. I think the government now has made a decision that they're minded to take. We're going out for consultation, going through the proper process, and then there should be a decision made as rapidly as we possibly can within the constraints of the legal process.
It's a clear mandate from the public, as you said, but at the end of the day, changing some of those agreements that are in the exclusive license,
yes,
at this stage, you obviously opening FIG up to legal action from the telecommunications company with the license must be of quite a great concern to FIG.
Yes, but that's why, there has been a process of consultation with them as well.
So do you think that public consultation and the consultation with Shure will be enough to mitigate any decisions that FIG makes that might break?
I would hope so, and I think, having heard Alistair Beak during his visit, where I think he admitted the shortcomings of the existing provision and things, and I think in the last week we've already seen a problem with the internet just in the last few days. So I think self-provision, to me, looks like a sensible way forwards for providing greater resilience in the Falklands. So, I would hope that Shure, as a responsible member of our community and a company that's part of our community, would embrace that going forwards.
He did also make it very clear that it is of his and Shure's opinion that if the licence was to open up and allow competitors for telecommunications internet into the Falkland Islands, that Shure would not be able to operate going forward. What do you say to those claims? Do you think, after speaking with Cambridge MC, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts are that Shure have my thoughts are that Shure have a £1.3 million contract with the MOD to provide broadband. They have £1 million subsidy from the government to help with broadband provision. They also have a £350,000 plus contract with the government to provide broadband services. Those are not dependent on Starlink or anything else. So they have quite a good base, and I think they need to provide evidence if they are unable to continue.
Would FIG be willing to, FIG does make investment and has made investment with Shure regarding telecommunications and the improvement of telecommunications by investing about £3 million or more
yes,
into the company. Would you consider that in the future if it came down to it? Like, well, if Shure were saying that they are unable to operate and they need help?
Well, as I say, you know, my own view is that I'd like to see evidence, and, you know, that would include accounts. Up until now, it's very regrettable that the company failed to provide that evidence to the Select Committee. Hopefully they will provide it to the Falkland Islands government for the decision.
Are those the accounts that they have to legally file with?
No, this is the breakdown of their costs and revenues for broadband provision.
Is there a legal requirement for them to provide that?
No, I don't. There isn't a legal requirement. But if you're saying that you are unable to continue, I would think that most companies in that situation would provide the facts and the details in order to back up their claims.